This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Did you think leftism could get any crazier before 2018? I got to tell you, I thought they'd reach rock bottom with everything that they did to go after Donald Trump, all the things that he's undone, and yet they still attack him. I didn't think leftism could get any crazier than it is, but it has. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, where you can find out more about us, 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a shout. You've definitely seen the story about the Green New Deal. Oh, man. This is a funny. Let me just save you some suspense because I wrote a piece on this. It's a setup. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez went for the setup. Before I get into the Green New Deal, though, I'm going to tell you right now, I got a ton to discuss today. We can't get to everything I want to discuss just today. I couldn't get to it all in a week. So I'm going to rehash some things like the State of the Union and poll numbers, border issues, because it's always brewing, right? But now we're on to a real hot story with the Green New Deal. We've also got postmortem, as I said, of the State of the Union. Oh, by the way, Adam Schiff, big trouble coming for Adam Schiff. We could spend an entire day, an entire show on Adam Schiff's big troubles. I'm just telling you, folks, we got so much brewing that's in our favor, and then we get this thing handed to us as if it was manna from heaven. Oh, the Green New Deal. I want to bounce this theory off of you. Now, let me explain the Green New Deal for you newbies that maybe haven't been paying attention. Maybe you've been on vacation in Stad, you know, or maybe you've been, I don't know, in vacationing in Hawaii, golfing or something, and you haven't heard the news, but you might just want to figure out what you're going to do for the last 12 years of your life, because now we're going to save the earth with this Green New Deal. And here's how it reads. It's a plan to fight climate change. It would reduce greenhouse gas emissions, cutting them in half by 2030. Now, she wants all of the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the one who's proposing this Green New Deal. And I'm going to get a lot deeper into this in the show. We're going to dedicate this hour probably to her. What do you guys think? I think we have enough material to go an hour. Anyway. They want to limit global warming to less than 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit by 2100. It's the Paris Agreement's most ambitious climate goal. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, I'm going to shorten that because I don't want to say the whole thing. It'll take me an hour to say just that five times. But she has picked up the mantle and is said essentially, I don't give a crap what President Trump has said. And she said, like, I don't give a crap of what President Trump has said. We're going to do it this way, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, to achieve this goal, the plan calls for the U.S. to switch to 100% renewable energy in a decade. So here's the deal. Once we switch to renewable energy 100%, oh, thank you for that adjustment. I can hear myself better. In a decade, we have 2 years left to live. 2 years left for Earth because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, has said that we're only going to survive 12 more years. Now, in 2017, only 11% of our energy consumption came from renewables. This is according to the Energy Information Administration. There's always an administration for something. Somebody's tracking everything, right?
The amount of carbon dioxide put in the air by farts from cows is, and we're going to get to some farts from cows here in a bit, but I'm sure there's somebody tracking this. Anyway, here's what it says. Another 9% is generated by nuclear power. Although it's not renewable, it doesn't emit carbon dioxide. So we're getting 20% of our energy from non-earth-killing energy sources, okay? Just to put it in a nutshell. Now, at its core,
is the recognition that oil and carbon-based energy systems must be changed to reduce further emissions. I'm giving you the technical jargon of why we have to make this switch to the Green New Deal. Technology must be introduced to absorb existing CO2 levels, and it all must happen within the next 10 years. Otherwise, levels, here it comes, could, it's a powerful little five-letter word, could exceed a tipping point that leads to hot house Earth. Now, this is the alarmist theory set forth by now the filthy, stinking rich Al Gore, who, by the way, is a lunatic himself. And so AOC, this ingenue Democrat representative of New York, has taken up the mantle, and she's now ready to lead forward. In fact, here, what's a quote that they had? We got it. It was a meme. I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you what she said. And this is along the akin to the comments of what's his face, that thinks Guam's going to tip over. But here's what she says. We need to invent technology that's not even been invented yet. In order to solve this problem that she wants us to face. And I'm just telling you, I'm setting this up because I'm telling you folks, this is the biggest takedown in politics. Are you paying attention to me? This is Kevin Jackson you're listening to. Some of you are trying to jump ahead. Some of you may have read my piece on this, and good for you. You've already got, you get extra credit. But let me tell you, something is afoot here, and I smell a rat. Here's what she says. This is a fact sheet from the Green New Deal that was published on the website. We set a goal to get to net zero rather than zero emissions in 10 years because we aren't sure that we'll be able to fully get rid of farting cows and airplanes that fast. But we think we can ramp up renewable manufacturing and power production, retrofit every building in America, build the smart grid, overhaul transportation and agriculture, plant lots of trees, and restore our ecosystem to get to net zero. Folks, as Kimberly Strassel said, if you made a joke and said, what do I want to do to lampoon green energy and the Green New Deal? What if I wanted to just make a Saturday Night Live skit over this stuff? You couldn't write what has been written about this. This is what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I know I said I was going to call her AOC. I changed my mind. AOC. What AOC is saying, and the Democrats, to some degree, are backing. I have a theory about this that I think you probably haven't heard. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It wasn't long after AOC, that's Alexandria, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. AOC. I'm saying AOC, saying it out because there are people that don't know that acronym for the people that are listening going, what's he saying this for? My producer's looking at me like I'm crazy because I keep stumbling over her name. But she's a crazy Puerto Rican chick, you know, that got elected to Congress. She doesn't talk like that, but she might as well. She's a lunatic. Glad you guys are staying with me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to chat. Here's the deal, folks. If you want to put Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in her place, I believe they figured out how to do it. Now, I said this before. I said that the Democrats, shortly after the election, and Alexandria AOC was getting all this attention. I said, look, if she were stately and smart and knew what she were doing, the Democrats would be grooming her. They would be like, man, woo, she's good. They groomed her. Tom Perez said she's the future of the Democratic Party, they just let her, you know, they, she's a loose cannon, as they say, or, you know, she's a wild woman. And they've let her do it because they haven't figured out how to stop her. She's like Bernie Sanders. She's gaining steam, and they're going, what's the big deal? They're asking themselves, we don't get it. But I told you, they are on a seek and destroy mission. And I said, you guys that listen to this program, go back and listen. Go Google AOC, or I didn't put it, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Google Ocasio-Cortez with my show when we did a show just about her. And I told you guys, I said, the Democrats are setting this girl up. I don't know whether they're going to do it with some hunky Latino dude or some hunky white boy or some hunky black dude. They're going to get some dirt on this woman, and they're going to destroy her. And I didn't know how it was going to happen. I said, that, you know, because she's loony. I wrote an entire piece about all the things she was saying, and I went, you know, the Democrats can't leave her out there. She's too, you know, rich for fodder for the other side. She showcases the craziness of leftism in a way that you don't get to see very often. You know, it's very subtle and hidden the way they do it with Ocasio-Cortez. She's like, oh, we're going to take all your money, 90% tax. And they're going, shh, don't tell them like that. We got to creep it in. You know, she's the worst enemy to the Democrat Party and the best thing for the Republicans in a long time. So when I heard Green New Deal, she rolled it out, and suddenly it's in the lexicon. I mean, it, literally ask yourself this question. But, well, of course, you'd literally do it because you'd have to use words. But if you ask yourself the question, when did I hear of Green New Deal? Let me tell you my answer. I heard of it 3 days ago. 3 days ago. And I've already written two pieces on it. And I've been talking about it to lots of people. Everybody's texting me with their jokes and stuff. Kevin, how much are they going to charge us for our farts, man? You know, things like this. It got me curious. So I started looking it up. What's with the Green New Deal? Well, the owner of the Green New Deal, even though this has been talked about, I did a Google search. It's been talked about in 2017. But the owner of it is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She was the first person I heard mention it. And think about it. It resonates with leftists because it's got all the trappings of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, their favorite racist Democrat, FDR. So it's got New Deal, and it's got green in it. Man, come on. Man, that's a Democrat. They could hardly contain themselves. And then she made the media rounds on the Green New Deal. I saw her with Jake Tapper, Cuomo, I don't know, all the MSNBC knuckleheads. All the media would tell us more about the Green New Deal. The Green New Deal, Green New Deal, Green New Deal. Anyway, a friend of mine, Rick Moran, wrote this in American Thinker. He said, her Green New Deal was so flawed as both a political document and an exercise in proposing public policy that she pulled it from her website. I read an excerpt from it in the first segment of the show today, of the broadcast. I'm telling you, I'll get to it. It says, even hysterical climate change advocates were saying it was an impossible task to get to net zero carbon emissions in 10 years. Carbon emissions, rather. Mirth makers on Twitter mercilessly made sport of her ignorance to the point that she felt it necessary to remove the document from public view. So I Googled Green New Deal. This is me, the curiosity of Kevin Jackson, logical brain, you know, with a bit of comedic hints in there. And I was like, wonder what it says. So I Googled it and I took a snapshot. This is on a web post we made. And it's got Green New Deal. It's already in Wikipedia, which I found out, as I said, it was published over a year ago. And then it's got this. It's got John Rich. Here's the actual thing. Country star John Rich mocks Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal. That's on Fox News. In the middle, it's got 2020 Dems embrace Green New Deal as GOP sees campaign gold. Wired has the Green New Deal's trains and EVs won't work for everyone. Kimberly Strassel on the bottom three ridicules her. Kamala Harris in the middle says, I'm proud to co-sponsor, and I'll get more on that in a minute, and injustice Democrats. The historic Green New Deal resolution introduced by AOC and Senator Markey has 64 House co-sponsors, and it's reporting about it. So that's the front page of Google for that. Then, I want to get back to the Kamala Harris tweet, which says, I'm proud co-sponsor of AOC's and Ed Markey's Green New Deal. We must aggressively tackle climate change, which poses an existential threat to our nation. Now, Ocasio-Cortez has been saying this. It's like she looked up existential and she went, that's a cool word to use. I'm just going to start using existential. Existentially, of course. So, a piece of legislation that AOC has removed from her website, and Kamala Harris, the presidential candidate, has embraced this legislation. Here's an excerpt from CNN, and then we're going to take a short break. But here's what it says, and this to me, I already started getting this theory in my head, and I'm going to get to this theory. It's going to blow your mind. Nancy Pelosi, this is from CNN, isn't all that impressed. Asked about the Green New Deal in an interview with Politico on Wednesday, Pelosi dropped this amazing bit of shade on it. Now, when he say drop some shade on something in the vernacular, that means she didn't like it. It will be one of several or maybe many suggestions that we receive. The Green Dream or whatever they call it, nobody knows what it is, but they're for it, right? I mean, and then he writes, Pelosi knows exactly what she's doing here. Her utter dismissiveness of the Green New Deal and by extension AOC, who is a member most closely identified with, is entirely intentional. Pelosi knows that AOC is a rising national power, particularly among the most activists of the liberal left. Given her profile and her influence among young liberal members, Pelosi knows she can't just ignore this New York City Democrat, but she can't kowtow to her. They have a problem.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is set to deliver a Make America Great Again rally, this one being held in El Paso, Texas at just after 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Folks are already beginning to line up to see President Trump, including this resident who told KFOX, a local Fox affiliate down in El Paso, why she's excited to see the president come to El Paso.
Mostly I want to show him my support. We're not all, you know, against him, that we are for him.
House Democratic leaders blast Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota for using anti-Semitic language in tweets about Israel. A statement from Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's office read in part, "We condemn these remarks and call upon Congresswoman Omar to immediately apologize for these hurtful comments." Michelle Carter, the Massachusetts woman in the texting suicide case, began serving her 15-month sentence for manslaughter today. This is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good, because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now, it's time once again for a strange journey into the tortured and twisted ideology of the left. The Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson brings you As the Worldview Turns.
How do you envision financing this? Is it all through government? Is it just how are you envisioning financing it that it doesn't end up with the rank and file tax?
So there's a couple of things. One is that I think one way that the right does try to mischaracterize what we're doing as though it's like some kind of massive government takeover.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, what we're trying to do is, well, obviously it's not that, because what we're trying to do is release the investments from the federal government to mobilize those resources across the country.
As you know, Congresswoman, one reason that people who are politically conservative are skeptical of efforts to combat climate change mm-hmm. is that it sounds to them like it requires massive government intervention, which they just don't like. Are you prepared to put on the table that, yes, actually, they're right. What this requires is massive government intervention.
It does. Yeah, I have no problem saying that.
Welcome back, everybody. You know what's so funny about that? When Ocasio-Cortez got upset when somebody says, well, it was an interview or something, but they were like, well, it's going to take a massive, but no, it's not. It's not going to involve the takeover of the government. And then she says that it is. And then when she gets called out on it, she's upset. Those are two clips, by the way, folks. One where she tells us it isn't going to take a massive government takeover. Then the other where she goes, yes, it will. She doesn't even know what she believes in her own heart. Welcome back. I don't have to explain that to you because you're very smart conservative people. But I got to tell you, this woman is gold. We left off where Pelosi had poo-pooed on the deal, and she says the Green New Deal or whatever they call it. I mean, or whatever they call it.
Quite frankly, I haven't seen it, but I do know that it's enthusiastic, and we welcome all the enthusiasms that are out there. The purpose, though, of this select committee and the tasking that I have given to the committees of jurisdiction, I didn't even have to task them. They had their own enthusiasms for it, was though that we would have a evidence-based, well-defined approach to how we go forward to make a difference.
And that was a follow-on to what Pelosi essentially said. And here's the problem. She's tasked a committee to look into climate change, which it's not going to do anything, because thankfully we have a president that understands it's a boondoggle. And AOC went out on her own and did something completely different. But I want to shift back to Kamala Harris, because I'm telling you, this is an attack on all of the plantation, what's going on with this Green New Deal. And I suggest to you the Democrat leadership, a.k.a. Nancy Pelosi, set a trap for these Democrats, specifically those who've gotten too big for the plantation. Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, and AOC. I'll get to Booker in a moment. But in discussing how ranking Democrats are cleaning house, a fellow named Benjamin Irie wrote this: Warren has made a series of blunders that cause her to be mocked by those on both sides of the political aisle. The Massachusetts senator's internet live stream left viewers feeling as bland as the beer she awkwardly drank or swilled on camera, while she found herself apologizing to Native Americans and everyone else after her Cherokee Nation kerfuffle. West Coast liberal darling Kamala Harris isn't faring much better. On Thursday, the California Democrat endorsed the Green New Deal proposed by socialist Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a ridiculous plan that has been roundly mocked by Republicans and Democrats alike. Yes, this guy noticed. Warren's on the block, and I don't know what Pelosi feels about her, but Kamala Harris has been, I want you to understand, two presidential candidates, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, two light-skinned Negroes, are both now intermingled with AOC on a piece of ridiculous legislation. What I tell you about these Democrats, when the presidential fall, you know, the fallout occurs, you're watching it happen. It's happening right before your eyes. These are big names, right? Now, what I say we're witnessing, for those of you who say, Kevin, will you just get to your point? Okay, I'm going to get there. This is a dismantling of the radical left inside of the Democratic Party. And the true plantation owner, Nancy Pelosi, set up this upstart Puerto Rican and threw in two black far-left radicals to boot. You want to talk about a trifecta? This is a sophisticated, high-tech lynching. I love watching this. That first Google search I talked about, I ask you, it had two negative articles. It was a six-panel little thing. I'm having to describe it to you. And two, on the top left and bottom left, were two negative comments about AOC's Green New Deal. Now, I'm going to tell you, Google search Obamacare. And at the time it was coming out, even didn't matter what the polling was, there was nothing negative. It would have been six positive articles all there. Google's in cahoots with this thing, as you guys know. There's no way they let John Rich and Kimberly Strassel say something negative. I talked about this earlier in the broadcast, for those of you who are trying to keep up, go, what you talking about? I did a Google search of Green New Deal, and it told about it. It prominently gave it to AOC, and then it gave you a couple of negative articles. Google doesn't do that. Not on something like this. This is too important for the left, for Google to take a chance. So AOC did what she was told. Somebody fed her this. And I suspect somebody on Pelosi's team told her, oh, it's brilliant. Why don't you write that up and give it to us? And then we will get you all, you know, we'll go ahead and spread the word about this. And you can talk about your farting cows, and it would humiliate AOC. And that's exactly what it's doing. But the fallout, the beauty of it, for us too, is it's getting those two light-skinned Negroes. And who are the most radical leftists of their party? It is the members of the Congressional Black Caucus and AOC. Now, I predicted this was going to happen. And here's what I wrote a while back. I said, while some Democrats try to make a silk purse from a sow's ear, many Democrats find Ocasio-Cortez disturbing. DNC Chairman Tom Perez called her the future of the Democratic Party. To that, I say, Democrats have a stark future ahead. Ocasio-Cortez may be the dumbest Democrat I've seen in a while, and that's saying something. Because of her stupidity, I wondered what the Democrats will do with her. She's truly the definition of a loose cannon. But instead of a loose cannon like blowhard Maxine Waters, Ocasio-Cortez demands attention. And what I was saying there is Maxine Waters can get attention, but it's a snippet here and there. Impeach! And then she's gone. Ocasio-Cortez keeps the cameras in front of her. People are camped out waiting for her. But it's not like Trump, where, you know, they're following their Twitter, you know, feed going, man, that was pretty interesting. You know, but this is not good news. As the old saying goes, all news is good news. Not when it comes to Ocasio-Cortez. Now, my question is this. How's Ocasio-Cortez going to handle the public flogging, the public waterboarding that she's getting? I'm going to make you kind of a bet. I'm going to bet you that Ocasio-Cortez suddenly has far less media coverage over the coming weeks. That she's going to have to learn how to get with the program, or somebody's going to jump her. Because they can't allow her to run around and continue to do these things unchecked. I mean, this has become the thing that legends in bad way are made of. And as I said, I'm going to go back and read this initial statement about AOC and what was written on the website of this, because I think you'll get what I'm talking about. Let's see. Here's what they said. The six-page Green New Deal seemed like a joke, something a few devious wags in the Republican Party whipped up as an expansive environmental plan conjured up by Democratic representative, socialist representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Wait, how are we doing on time? Good. Okay. The first words in the document put together by Ms. Ocasio-Cortez explained a congressional resolution or overview. We will begin immediately on Green New Deal bills to put the nuts and bolts on the plan described in this resolution. In parentheses, I'm not kidding, it says this. Important to say, so someone else can't claim this mantle. She's afraid somebody's going to take credit for this piece of legislation that she is now so embarrassed about, she's taken down from her website. That's where we are. So they go on to lampoon it, and we're going to have one final session here where I talk about this. I swear
it's working. This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Ocasio-Cortez unveiling a sweeping Green New Deal proposal with no price tag. Cost estimates suggest it may be in the trillions. Prompting headlines like this one, the Wall Street Journal, quote, the socialist that could meet Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the secret Republican weapon for 2020. Its author is Kimberly Strassel, Wall Street Journal editorial board, and a Fox News contributor. Good morning to you. I've read your piece. It's rather cutting. Go ahead and give us your take on what you heard from yesterday.
Well, Bill, you know, I saw Chris Wallace on earlier, and he was saying, well, this isn't ever going to become law. I agree with that, except for it's still very dangerous for Democrats, and here's why. Because AOC's goal here is just to get a vote on this. It's why she wrote it specifically as a non-binding resolution. And once she does that, Democrats are going to have to go on record of being in support of this or not. So they either risk alienating their progressive base or exposing to the country that they're on board with a plan that essentially puts the government in control of vast swaths of the economy and micromanages people's everyday lives.
That was Kimberly Strassel speaking with Bill Hemmer on Fox News, and Bill Hemmer set it up. It's this project that they're calling the Green New Deal is completely backfiring on Ocasio-Cortez, and it is exactly what Pelosi wants, because it's not destroying just Ocasio-Cortez, it is destroying Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. Cory Booker came out and spoke about it, and I'm very proud to support the Green New Deal. You know, and the Green New Deal is an amazing thing. It was, it's been hysterical. Anyway, I read earlier what it wrote on the website. They've taken it down, but here's what one of the frequently asked questions, the fact sheet reads. We set a goal to get to net zero rather than zero emissions in 10 years because we aren't sure that we'll be able to fully get rid of farting cows and airplanes that fast. But we think that we can ramp up renewable manufacturing and power production, retrofit every building in America, build the smart grid, overhaul transportation and agriculture, plant lots of trees, and restore our ecosystem to get net zero. This is a fifth grader response if you were asked this question. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And you wonder why I say we have to overhaul our education system? This is what we're putting out. Bartenders turn congresspeople who are setting your legislation on pipe dreams. This is ridiculous. I talked about the Washington Times article that said the six-page document, it reads like a joke. It reads like a joke. It says, in fact, here's what the guy says, but after reading the full document, it all began to become clear. Apparently a sixth grader was given a homework assignment that read, what would you do if you had a gazillion dollars to make the world shiny and perfect? Having trouble reading today. My thing with sixth grader is a fifth grader response. They said the document was the 29-year-old former bartender 1 month into her first term in Congress models after FDR's New Deal. Also says the Green New Deal will build on FDR's second Bill of Rights by guaranteeing the following. Get this. A job with a family-sustaining wage, family and medical leave, vacations, retirement security, high-quality education, including higher education and trade schools. Huh. Maybe we can all become bartenders. Clean air and water and access to nature. Healthy food. High-quality health care. Safe, affordable, adequate housing. Economic environment free of monopolies. Economic security for all who are unwilling or unable to work. Even if you don't have a job, we're going to give you the lifestyle of the rich and famous. This is how crazy these people are. And this is what's so scary for the left, because they know how much can you give away? Even their own base is going, are you kidding me? This is crazy. They're questioning themselves. Now, I have a theory that Nancy Pelosi is going after Ocasio-Cortez, and she's also trying to inflict some damage elsewhere without having to get her funny little freaky fingerprints all over it. And here's what Kimberly Strassel went on to say in the interview about that.
And the point you make about forcing a vote on the floor of the House, when you take this relationship now between Nancy Pelosi and this 29-year-old congresswoman who I think has been in D.C. 35 days now, officially in office, how do you see this relationship developing in the following sense? Yesterday, Nancy Pelosi appoints a climate committee, right? And Ocasio-Cortez is not on it. Well, on the same day, she goes to the House and links up with a liberal senator from Massachusetts and brings out this Green New Deal. The question then becomes, how does Nancy Pelosi manage this relationship? Does she like what she's hearing? Does she want to be occupied with 3 or 4 days answering questions about this and the calls for socialism? that were responded to on Tuesday night on behalf of the president. Well, where is that relationship?
Well, look, I think there's two aspects of this relationship. One, it's probably personal. Nancy Pelosi does not like people to defy her. We know this. And remember, one of AOC's first stops when she got to Washington was to go support all the protesters who were engaged in a sit-in in Nancy Pelosi's office. So on a personal level, probably not a lot of love there. But also, look, Nancy Pelosi, she is a smart lady, and she knows that AOC is a threat to the party. AOC is a Republican secret weapon for 2020. Every time she opens her mouth, she gives the Republicans something to say. Look, see, this is what the crazy Democrats want to do to the country. You keep them in the House, you put them in the White House, or you give them the Senate, they're going to tell you whether or not you can ride on an airplane anymore.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was Kimberly Strassel speaking on Pelosi and AOC's relationship. And let me tell you, you can talk about all you want about the politics of things and how people in politics, I mean, I don't know whether you have this naive idea that they don't care. Nancy Pelosi is one vindictive son of a gun. And you don't do what Ocasio-Cortez has done and think you're going to come out of it unscathed. What we're witnessing here, folks, is the Democrats destroying their own. And they're doing it. This is so Machiavellian. This is so House of Cards. It's ridiculous. If you watch that show, I didn't watch the final season. They took Spacey off. I don't care what he was doing in Hollywood. They've been doing that for decades, right? But he made the show. And he told of the inside of politics in D.C. And if you watch that show, you know exactly what's going on here. Ocasio-Cortez is being set up. She's too stupid to know it. She's went for it hook, line, and sinker. I don't know who asked her to write that juvenile, infantile thing. Now, here's what other thing you can tell from what she wrote. There's nobody overseeing what she's coming out with. She doesn't have a staff of people that are going, wait a minute. I saw an article that talked about her chief of staff is an Indian person. And I'm only surmising that because of the name. It's like Agwapala, whatever. So it's an Indian-sounding name. From India, right? I don't know who this person is, but they talked about this person as if they were crafting Superwoman. And I just remember seeing the title going, boy, that's not going to age very well. They were giving this person credit for having created this, you know, persona of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and look at what she's doing. And the whole time I'm going, guys, you don't get it. The Democrats are going to have to publicly roadkill. They're not throwing Ocasio-Cortez under the bus. No, they are going to hit her with an 18-wheeler. She's going to have to be made a, what do they call it? When they make like a, you know what I'm saying? They make sure everybody knows, don't you ever do this again. I can't think of the word. I'm going to quit relying on you guys. Anyway, they got to make an example. It was that easy. Couldn't even do that. They make an example of Ocasio-Cortez because they have to tell people, look, this is never going to happen again. And here's what's funny about it to me. It's one thing to get the junior congresswoman for 35 days and show her, you don't come in here thinking you run stuff. Okay? Cleaned it up for radio. You don't run stuff. It's a whole other to go, what are we going to do about these two black guys? Light-skinned Negroes. So I think Chuck Schumer and Nancy got together and said, look, the radical arm is running the Democratic Party. This is Schumer, right? And he's saying, and Nancy's like, I know Chuck, and I've got a plan to do something about it. What's your plan, Nancy? And then she goes on to explain, we've planted this bug for the Green New Deal into Ocasio-Cortez's ear. And it's an earwig, right? It's eating her brain. And she's going to come out with this policy that reads like, I'm not kidding you, it was written by a third grader. And there you have it. This, folks, is fun to watch. I'm going to leave it there.
Join us next time for another strange journey down the twisted road of leftist ideology as the worldview turns. Coming soon to a radio near you, courtesy of the Black Sphere. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.